You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and I'm joined by phone with Elena Newport. She's a founding member of the political comedy group The Capital Steps. They'll be performing at Paducah's WKCTC Clemens Fine Arts Center this Friday. Elena, welcome to Sounds Good.
Glad to be on.
Well, we can start out. You've been with The Capital Steps, I believe, since 1981. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the group and your involvement?
Yes, well, the Capital Steps actually have an odd story. We started back in 1981 when I was very tiny, just a little egg. And we started as a Senate office Christmas party. So we were just entertaining for the fellow staff members in the Senate and the senators and making fun of the people that employed us. And we thought somebody would tell us to stop doing this. But nobody did, and now 35 years later, we're still going.
Well, that's great. You know, political satire has a long history in this country. Do you see a particular benefit to finding humor in government and kind of poking fun at those in political power?
Oh, well, sure. I mean, especially right now, as you know, there's a lot of partisan bickering going on. Anybody who ever signs onto Facebook sees all of it. And we think that right now, the best compliment we can get after a Capital Steps show is for somebody to come up to us and say, you know, the news has been very heavy and tensions have been high, but I really needed that laugh, and that did it. That was great.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you mentioned, things are fairly divided in the country based on political party affiliation. Does the group approach things differently based on which party is in power, or are you equal opportunity satirists?
Well, that's actually a good question because, you know, obviously the party in power is going to be a little bit funnier, but right now, of course, we have a lot of songs about Donald Trump, but we also have a lot of songs about, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders. I actually have always said if you want to see Donald Trump sing a rock song and Bernie Sanders sing a show tune and Vladimir Putin dance shirtless, it's all on stage with the Capital Steps.
So is the show based predominantly on musical numbers?
Yeah, we'll do a lot of songs and skits. We'll do, like, I did mention the shirtless, right? That's good because partial nudity often brings people out to the show. But, yeah, we'll have the actual characters themselves up there singing, like, you know, Kim Jong-un might sing How Do You Solve a Problem Like Korea, something like that. And then the next song we might get, the Supreme Court, the entire Supreme Court out on stage singing Stayin' Alive because they're all getting up there a little bit in age, you know, things like that. And then there's a few skits. We have, occasionally bring somebody up for a spoken bit, like Elizabeth Warren does angry feminist nursery rhymes, things like that. But we get all the characters on stage. It's very fast-paced, songs and skits, about 30 songs and skits in the show.
Wow. Now, everyone who would be in the audience probably has a slightly different sense of humor in some ways and maybe has a different sense of what's proper. Do you have to strike a balance between being funny and being afraid to cross some kind of line?
Oh, well, yeah, you do. You have very serious issues. Of course, there's nothing funny about nuclear war, but when you have somebody like Kim Jong-un kind of in the headlines, he's kind of a funny character, and we do have him in the show. And we do the show with just five people, so the wigs and costumes are flying, and the woman who plays Nancy Pelosi plays Melania Trump and Hillary Clinton and Angela Merkel, and her costumes are flying backstage. You should see the backstage, and it's very fast-paced.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been doing political comedy, as we mentioned, for a long time with this group. In your opinion, what is the funniest thing about politics in general?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, our challenge these days is to be funnier than politics. I mean, comedy is based on exaggeration, and you have somebody like Donald Trump tweeting things in the middle of the night that we couldn't have made up. It makes our job kind of interesting, like, in the sense that we're trying to exaggerate this, and sometimes it's hard to because he's already so honest in his opinion, mm-hmm. if you want to say it that way.
Yeah.
But we had a similar period during the Clinton administration when, you know, the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke. We had, you know, more Clinton material than we knew what to do with. So it's always sort of a field day in political satire.
Mm-hmm. Elena, is there anything else you'd like folks to know about Friday's show at WKCTC in Paducah?
Well, we will get everybody, and if you've been feeling kind of frustrated watching the news and you feel like, you know, throwing your shoe at your computer or your TV set, come out to the show and you know, calm down, have a little laugh, and maybe you'll save your TV set.
Well, I've been speaking with Elena Newport. She's one of the founding members of the political comedy group, The Capital Steps. They'll be performing this Friday night at Paducah's WKCTC in the Clemens Fine Arts Center. Elena, thank you for being with us today, and have a great show.
Looking forward to coming out there.